We're playing games with Sashir Zameda and Caitlin McGee. Are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a multiple choice game. It's called Idioms from Around the World. Idioms are sayings that don't literally make any sense, like it's raining cats and dogs, right? So in this game, we translate an idiom from another country, and you decide which American idiom it most closely matches.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we are going to go back and forth with this one again. So, Caitlin, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
In Portugal, when someone says you hold the candle, it means you're A, a backstabber, B, a third wheel, or C, a candle maker.
I don't think it's a candle maker, although that is what I want it to be.
Yeah, very literal.
What do you say, backstabber?
Are you sure? Just checking.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to. That's my final answer. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, you're incorrect.
I know you were trying to help me, but I just had to stick to my guns.
That was fine. It's a third wheel, as in like a couple is having a date and the third person has to hold the candle.
Oh, that's so sad.
To make the night romantic.
It's so much worse than the metaphor
that's
of the third
so
wheel.
That's so much worse.
Yeah.
You're in charge of their lighting.
Oh my God, it feels really degrading.
It's really degrading, yeah.
Just standing there.
Just watching them make out.
Just watching them, like.
Yeah, right, exactly. Bring it closer.
So, Sheer, in the Czech Republic, if someone is walking around in hot porridge, they are A, blowing off steam, B, drinking before 5 p.m., or C, beating around the bush.
Walking around in hot porridge.
May I just say this is like one of my deepest fantasies.
To walk around in hot porridge?
It does so you get fun. To walk around in.
It does sound like a new age like spa thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Porridge treatment.
Okay. I'm going to say drinking before 5 p.m. because maybe you're like
groggy. I wish that were true. That's actually a fine guess. It's beating around the bush is the answer. The idea is the porridge is very thick and it slows you down from getting to the point.
Okay.
So it's like you're talking at me like you're walking around in hot porridge.
Oh, I see.
All right, Caitlin, in Poland, what does to have a fly up your nose mean? Does it mean A, to be in a snit? B, to have an annoying voice? Or C, to eat like a horse?
I'm going to say the fly up your nose, that's too mean to criticize someone's voice. So I'm going to hope that it's being a snit.
You're correct. It absolutely is.
All right, Sashia, this is the last one. In Italy, if someone tells you that your eyes are lined with ham, it means A, you're a pig, B, you look hungover, C, you're sticking your head in the sand.
Probably hungover. Like your eyelids are droopy because you're tired, and so they're lined with ham.
A fine guess, but it's incorrect. Actually means you're sticking your head in the sand. Your eyes are lined with ham, and you can't even see the ham that is there. This is Italy. They're very food related.
Yeah.
It's prosciutto. You guys did great. Thank you so much for joining us. Sashir Zameda and Caitlin McGee star in the new show Home Economics, Wednesdays on ABC. Sashir, Caitlin, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. It was fun.
After the break, former Saturday Night Live cast member Nassim Pedrad tells us about playing a teenage boy in her new TV show, and she'll try to remember what happened in classic episodes of I Love Lucy. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.